I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. From here in California, I send you love, and I am so happy to share that the print edition of Finding Freedom Where You Are is now available on Amazon. I will include the link in the episode notes, but I was inspired in this moment to create an episode to reflect on the creative process, maybe to share some spontaneous reflections about the process of the book, and also to capture what this moment means. And I would like to begin this series of reflections with a Tibetan Buddhist prayer. May you be at peace. May your heart remain open. May you awaken to the light of your own true nature. May you be healed. May you be a source of healing for all beings. Namaste. And this prayer is so beautiful, and it felt so perfect as a way to capture the intention behind the project. Finding Freedom Where You Are is all about being at peace. It's about opening your heart, recognizing the love that is, the love that you are. And the encouragement is to keep your heart open. It's to recognize and know the light of your own true nature, and to be that light, to keep shining. It is to be healed. It's all about letting go and recognizing that the stillness and silence that is ever present is your true nature. This is the greatest source of healing, in addition to love, which is one and the same. As we recognize what we truly are, we release all that we are not. We come to know that only love is real. And in this way, the intention is to encourage us to be a source of healing for all beings. My greatest wish is that the book might be a source of healing, a way to help in suffering, and to recognize peace in the here and now as the here and now. To know that you are the here and now. You can never not be what you are. And this true infinite self is actually love. And as I reflect on the process of creating the book, it was a year-long journey artistically, but it really captures the essence of what I've learned over the past 7 years. And even beyond that, I think of it as a collection of a lifetime of spiritual study. I really spent a lot of time and energy to simplify, to condense all of the wisdom that I have gained from enlightened masters, to get to the core, to create a version of accessible modern day Zen wisdom that would allow for contemplation and reflection and ultimately freedom. I believe that even one of the pointings and perspectives thoroughly understood is more than enough. when you begin to recognize the nature of thought, to know yourself as the observer of thought, and to know that your truest self recognizes even that observer, there's just tremendous, tremendous freedom, ultimate freedom. And the art that is included in the book is always a very important part of the process. And actually, for this book, I started with the art. I didn't know that the art would become a part of a book project, but that's how it turned out. And the art was inspired by very heavily a gallery visit that I did in Luxembourg, where I attended an opening for this really talented artist, Tasita Dean, who I was very fortunate to meet at the event. She was so kind. And one of her pieces just fired my imagination. And that is the beauty of art, its ability to inspire, to allow us to have a spark that leads to a new creation. And the art is the art in the book, in Finding Freedom Where You Are. I feel it's a reflection of this journey that I've taken. And I'd like you to have your own experience with the art, but for me, it's very heavily focused on nature, the power of nature, the beauty of nature, and how we experience ourselves in nature, how we might dissolve into the nature when we're immersed in the beauty of it. I'd like to thank the amazing graphic design team at Zintel Books for the collaboration to fully capture the vision and get the book print ready. Nothing happens on its own, and I'm thankful for a great support team to help actualize the vision. And beyond that, I feel that it's almost, to me, a disservice to call it a book, because it feels like a work of art and also a guidebook, a reference book. It can be read from cover to cover, but it can also be experienced very spontaneously, like most of my books. You can open to any page and still have a very organic, meditative, or contemplative experience. And that's the way that I wanted to design the book, largely because I sometimes don't have the attention span to finish a book. And that's the beauty of the artistic process. I found that it's not a linear journey. Where we start is not at all where we end up. But we see threads, we see some through lines that the original vision might have contained that are represented in the final version. But I have to say that when I hold the book, I'm in awe because it surpasses what I could have even imagined when I started the project last August. So I'm really, really thankful for the gift of the artistic process. And I continue to learn the importance of appreciating every step of the journey. And though I'm talking about this book, I'd also like you to reflect on a project that you're working on. It can be so easy to focus on the end result and the outcome that you want. But in this moment, if you can take a second to think about the process, where you started, where you are now, and celebrate that. Celebrate where you are. Celebrate the steps on the way to the moment of completion, because the magic is actually the journey, and the goal is represented in each of the steps that you're taking now. All of these steps will lead to the final product. So though there might be a sense of urgency about completing it, if you can be present and appreciate where you are, how far you've come, and live in that magic, it makes the final moment even sweeter because you've celebrated all the way through. So I give my love to creators of all kinds, and we're all creators. I hope that you celebrate your journey, and I'm very happy for this opportunity to celebrate my journey of the creative process with you too. And I hope that it might inspire you to keep going on whatever you're doing. Things may come up that seem insurmountable, but that's where creativity comes in. How can you use what you have now to create what you want? How can you shift your perspective to see an opportunity where right now it might look like an impossible to overcome challenge? Because as you shift your perspective and find a new pathway, there's a magic that comes with that as well. And you look back and you think, wow, I almost thought it was over and then this happened. And I saw a new way. And that's the beauty, that's the gift of art. And so with all that said, the inspiration is here to open the book and read a spontaneous page. And given the hour of the night, I'm actually going to use the ebook so I have the light of the screen. But the intention and the vibe of the books is really the same. I think there's just something extra special about holding it in your hand. So I'm just going to randomly pick a page just with a scroll in the way that I would open the book. I open to the introductory page to the section entitled Live Free. And the heading is Your Life is the Evidence of Your Thoughts and Beliefs. And I pose a few questions. The first is, do you primarily view the world as beautiful and magical, or as a place full of darkness and strife? Do you give freely, cheerfully, and anonymously without the expectation of reward or acknowledgement? Beneath all feelings of limitation or abundance, perspectives and actions are your thoughts and beliefs. Dissolve it all in the light of love and live free. Wow. I'm really still stuck on the heading because it just, of course I've read this before, but sometimes I read it and I forget that I wrote it. But your life is the evidence of your thoughts and beliefs. So as you think about your life, as you think about how you view your life, if you view it as stressful or you view it as magical, that is actually showing you the root, the thoughts and beliefs that are underlying that experience. So if you see the world as magical, you're likely having some sort of conscious or subconscious gratitude practice. You're finding things to be thankful for. You're celebrating love and life. You're seeing the light. And that is magic. If the world seems dark and full of problems, that might suggest an underlying focus and attention on all of the things that you don't want to be experiencing. So if you shift instead to all that you want to be experiencing, the joy, the happiness, the peace, and look for how that is present in your life, then you can have gratitude for that, and then it grows. That is the beauty and the power of our attention on what we focus on. And when we recognize that our life is the evidence of those thoughts and beliefs, we can shift our experience quite easily. And I say easily because it's just a shift of perception. The hard part is recognizing it. And then the next question, do you give freely, cheerfully, and anonymously without the expectation of reward or acknowledgement? This is a tough one because sometimes when we give, we want that thank you. We want the acknowledgement. And of course, that is a very kind thing to do. But if we give only because we want that acknowledgement, that's a bit empty. If we recognize that that cheerful giving is really its own reward, that what we give is actually what we receive, it shifts our need from wanting that acknowledgement, and we're just staying in that circle, that cycle of giving and receiving quite naturally. And it is law. We have to give in order to receive. So I always encourage finding a way to help others, to volunteer, to give back, to support each other, because we're all fighting invisible battles. And the more that we give the love, the more we find that we're open to receiving it. And that is such a beautiful cycle, such a beautiful process. And so when we recognize that beneath all feelings of limitation or abundance, all of our perspectives and actions, there lie our thoughts and beliefs. But we can just kind of skip all that. We can just dissolve all of that stuff, all of the feelings, perspectives, and actions in the light of love. We can just shift fully into our heart center and be love. And in this way, we live free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of your kind support, your purchases of the book, your kind words, your tuning in to this podcast. It all means so much. And it allows me to continue creating. You give me the fuel, both from a spiritual and emotional perspective, and also from a material perspective. So I thank you. As an independent artist and publisher, the art is the way to allow me to create more art. And I do that through selling it. So I encourage you to check it out on Amazon, or if you'd like, the ebook is still on the website, Zentel Books. And I just send you so much love and light, and I hope that you keep shining your light. I'm thankful for the gift of you, and I thank you for being here. Namaste.